And let's continue with another Images of the Past. This time, Jessica Michak is with us when we remember a champion for Deadwood history. And Jessica is an archivist with Deadwood History Incorporated. Hi, Jessica. Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you.
All right. Tell me who this woman is that I have not heard of, but maybe I should have.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So her name is Nell Perigew, and she worked for the Deadwood Chamber of Commerce for decades. And she kind of did a lot of, she was, through that role, involved in a lot of activities in Deadwood and the, you know, town government and things. But probably her biggest claim to fame was being heavily involved in the Days of 76 celebration.
All right. What do we know about how she got here and sort of her early years?
Well, we don't know a ton about her early life. We know that she was born in Crook County, Wyoming, and she had she was one of 12 children is what we kind of know about her. But as far as her childhood and early life, we don't have a ton of information here.
And how long does she live in Deadwood?
In Deadwood, she moved to Deadwood in the early 1930s, and then she lived here. She worked until 1967 and then passed away here, actually, in, I believe it was 1974.
Okay, so how does she sort of get involved in promoting the community in the way that she does?
Well, after she graduated from high school, she had a couple different jobs in the Black Hills area, and then she actually had some jobs outside of the area as well, and wound up coming back here and becoming involved in the Chamber of Commerce. And through that role is kind of how she was a big, like a big champion for promoting the history of Deadwood to the outside world and kind of getting people to come here as a destination spot. She really took advantage of, at the time, of the tourism industry, and she went around and attended shows, kind of getting the word out about Deadwood and how great it was and how we're not just a little remote western town and there are reasons to come visit here. And the Days of 76 parade was also a big part of that.
What is she sort of, selling is not the right word, what is she celebrating and promoting, and how is she doing it?
Kind of how we had become a modern town. You know, we weren't just the old Deadwood legends that you heard of. We had those great things, but we were also now a modern town and a destination to come visit, and there were things to do here, and the Black Hills was beautiful. So that was kind of what she was going out there and putting the word out about. She traveled around with Potato Creek Johnny, who I know we've had an Images of the Past about him.
You can talk about him, though, because he's so much fun. We can always talk about Potato Creek Johnny.
Yeah. Well, he was also a great local legend around the same time in the 1930s. He found the largest gold nugget that was ever discovered in the Black Hills.
Right.
So he went around and traveled and promoted Deadwood as well, and she went with him on a couple of those trips, and as well as on her own.
So is it unusual for a woman to travel around in that way at the time, or is that just kind of part of what's happening?
I think it was kind of part of what's happening, but it was unusual. So she was the secretary of the Chamber of Commerce for a very long time, and it was unusual for her to have such a prominent role. Like, not a lot of women had roles in city governments like that at the time that she was doing it. So, and then she also, I think it says a lot to her personality as well, because she was kind of going head-to-head with kind of an old boys club mentality that was happening. So.
And she's got the costume for it. Tell me, I'm looking at these pictures. You can find them at sdpb.org/images of the past. You can see photos of Nell, and she's kind of dressed up. She's got, she's taken the costume with her.
Yeah. So that's part of what she did with the Days of 76 parade. She was the reason that the parade was so successful, and I think that the parade became big and was able to kind of branch out. She really loved the costuming. She took care of it. She kind of, from the sounds of it, went around town and kind of got people interested and got people to come out to it and come back every year. And she organized a lot of the parade teams and things like that. So.
Tell me how she was sort of perceived in the town itself. What did people think of her?
it seems like everyone had a pretty high opinion of her. I know after she had passed away, it was kind of pretty heartbreaking to people that, you know, it was kind of sudden from the sounds of it. And so I know there was a group of people after her passing that got together and created a memorial to her at the Deadwood Library. And that was kind of a collection of books and papers and memorabilia about the history of Deadwood and stuff that she had collected as well.
So what's her legacy? If I go to Deadwood now, look around, and where do I see sort of her thumbprint?
See, and that's kind of something that I don't know if you would see a lot of it. I know they have the little memorial collection at the library, but she's kind of, she played such an important role in Deadwood's history in getting the Days of 76 to be so successful, and not a lot of people know of her is what it seems like.
Is that gender-based? Is that based on what she left behind, you know, as far as, you know, letters and papers, or, you know, why is that?
You know, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure if it's gender-based or not. That's probably not something I can comment on. Mm-hmm. I know so we are recently processing the archival records for the Days of 76 collection, and that's something that hasn't been done before, so that could be a reason that not a lot of light has been shed on her and her importance to the history of Deadwood. But now that this process, or this collection, is being processed, and, you know, we're going to put a finding aid out and kind of get the word out there about that, so maybe she will be better known.
And that's what you do as an archivist and with Deadwood history. Does that sort of excite you when you, you know, dig into those papers and say, you know, after all this, there's still stories and elements of a story that people haven't heard? They don't know it yet, and I get to be the one, you know, to sort of bring it to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that definitely makes the job very, very fun. And in collections like this, there's always these untold stories. So that's why, you know, other people should come in and research and
absolutely
check them out and help tell those stories.
Well, you can see part of Nell's story today online on the SDPB website, sdpb.org/images of the past. Jessica, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.